A Utah judge ruled this week against a law that would make state school board elections partisan. KUER's Eric Newman has more.
Judge Andrew Stone made the ruling in Utah's 3rd District Court. It blocks a law passed in the 2016 legislative session that would make candidates for this year's state school board race have to run according to political platforms, like Democrat or Republican. David Irvine is a lawyer for the plaintiffs in the case. He says the school board has been nonpartisan since 1950. Irvine argued that making these positions partisan would violate Utah's constitution, which bans partisan tests for employment in the public school system.
It means a great deal to the people of Utah and their kids, because if school board members have to swear allegiance to and fealty to a political party platform, then that becomes a highly partisan matter of governance.
Which, he says, doesn't have a place in managing public education. Brittany Cummins shares a similar opinion. She's a member of the state school board. Cummins says roles like the governor or legislators should weigh in on a range of issues that define Democratic or Republican platforms. But those issues shouldn't be drawn into the race for school board.
Talking about education, I'm hopeful that the conversation during campaign time will be specifically about education policy.
Republican legislators changed the law, they said, so the public could better understand candidates campaigning in geographically large districts. The Utah Attorney General's office defended the case. Representatives were unavailable for comment. They're considering whether to appeal the ruling and take the case to the Utah Supreme Court. Eric Newman, KUER News.